Coming to you live from the studios of AM 1400, KKZZ, Ventura County's Inspiration Station, this is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and more, bringing you value in every way, every day. Join Kim and her friends as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, featuring everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. You can join us and share your journey by giving us a phone call at 805-639-0008. And now, here's your host, Kim Pagano.
Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started.
Welcome and good morning. You have tuned in to the Kim Pagano Show. I'm so glad you're here today. I feel so empowered, especially because I have my friend here, Lily.
Hello.
And welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
All right. And you know, it's funny. I'm so excited. Prudence is back. Are you feeling better?
Yeah, I'm feeling better. Still a little stuffy, but okay. I'm really energized today. I don't know what it is. I woke up early. And
you know what?
What's going on?
I know, and I'm so excited. This is our last day. I know you're going to come back and pop in here. I just know it. But Boomer's going to college.
Oh, congratulations!
Yeah, another beginning in somebody's life, and that's what it's all about. You know, I want to welcome all of my friends and all my listeners out there, and I hope that I have new ears today out here because you know, every day I try to bring you value in every way. And every day. And I want to tell you all the ways that you can get in touch and hear my show and hear all my friends and all my sponsors, because I want to give gratitude to that, because I would not be here without any of them. So you can listen to us on Facebook, or you know, tune in and become one of our fans on Facebook. That is the Kim Pagano Show. You can Twitter us, which Lily's throwing a tweet out there right now, right?
To all your tweeps.
That's
to.
It.
Exactly.
I know. Yeah.
Exactly.
Out there at Kim Pagano Show. And I thank you for all my new people that have been tuning in. This is incredible. So I really appreciate that. And of course, you can turn into my website, thekimpaganoshow.com, and listen live. And also just live on 1400 KKZZ AM. And I'm on always every Monday through Friday from 8 to 9. And then again from 3 to 4 if you miss any part of that. Okay, Prudence.
I was just going to say, it's been really exciting. I've been involved with the show for the last couple of months, and it's amazing to see how fast everything is growing.
I know,
and,
isn't that cool?
And that's a part of what the value of what you're bringing to the show and the value of your listeners. And so, actually, we have a really exciting way to meet some of those listeners tonight.
That's right. In fact, okay, so one, I want to tell them one more thing, because you've been listening on TuneIn Radio.
Yes.
I have my own app on there, and so you can tune in, and you'll see the Kim Pagano Show, you know, pop up. You can record it if you're walking into a meeting or you're going, darn, I want to hear it later. You can also tune in. So 8 to 9 every morning, Monday through Friday, and then again from 3 to 4. So tune in, because I got good things we're talking about. So what you're talking about tonight, we are all going to be at Simi Valley Mall in front of Brighton. I've got a mixer, and it is also, you know, I'm conjoined. How do you say that?
Conjoining.
I know, like that was like a weird thing, you know. But anyways,
I'm partnering.
There you go. We're partnering up with Simply Girl Talk. They've got an incredible newspaper that's got cute little sayings, and it's just you actually, you know, kind of introduced it to me, and then it was like a meeting that was made, you know.
Yeah, you can find them in the different little coffee shops, and I was just in a coffee bean and found the little article, and it's just this really cute little pamphlet. I don't know if you've seen it, Lily, but they great little quotes, little cute little stories, anecdotes.
Yeah. It kind of goes along with what I'm doing, and so
exactly.
Yeah, so we're gonna do a little mixer out there, and we've got some really great giveaways, and a lot of the restaurants in Simi Valley Mall had given us appetizers, and we got a little music.
Oh,
so
nice.
Yeah, I'm going to be talking to Relay of Life. So what a great cause. And then a lot of my sponsors are going to be able to be out there. And if not, I've got their information. So definitely, I want you to check it out and get out there. That is 6 to 9, and that is this evening. So, Lily, tell us a little bit about, you know, it's funny, I woke up really early. My son is going to race today. Mm-hmm. So they left about 5, and I thought, I'm not going to just sit here and drink my coffee. What I'm going to be doing is, I had piles and piles of paperwork that I just, it's not one of my most favorite things.
Sure.
But after talking to you, it was like, if I could just be organized or have a system, and that's kind of what you do. So I thought it was like so perfect for our show because you kind of empower women and men. I mean, not, we don't want to forget our men,
but
you really kind of empower women to get their lives together. And so tell me a little about your journey and how you got started.
Sure. You know, as a naturally organized and quantitative person myself, I mean, not being intimidated.
What a gift right there.
Thank you. Thank you.
And you know what? I want to throw in that the name of your company is Empowered Bookkeeping.
Yes.
And so to know a little bit of what it is that you do.
Thank you. Essentially, it's a woman-owned business, with me being the president and founder. And it is a woman-focused business with the mission of working with individual women and women-owned businesses to help them master their finances.
And what a great achievement when women really, a lot of people, we just did our trust the other day, okay? Mm-hmm. And you know, a lot of women, he was saying, he's going to be on tomorrow, he's another one of my sponsors, David Schneider, which I can't wait to talk to people about, oh my God, I finally did that. And the questions, he didn't cover a lot of those questions that you really have to think about, which kind of goes inside with what you do, mm-hmm. is women take it for granted that their husbands are paying the bills.
Sure.
But God forbid something happens, you need to know what's going on in your own, you know, in your own life.
Precisely. And that's actually one of the things that inspired me to actually take the leap and launch the business officially, is that we live in an environment, in the past few years, we've seen a lot of volatility and a lot of crisis in the financial sector of not just the United States, but the globe. And what that effectively means is, you know, ethics is a really key component. Ethics in the people that we trust to handle our finances, if you don't do them in-house, and ethics in terms of, you know, just the professionals that we rely on to manage just the national capital,
right.
Investments. And so part of that is with the collapse in the ethical infrastructure to some degree, it's really incumbent upon every individual and every household to step up and realize that they have to take a more active role in managing their finances, because that's your core. I mean, everything that we do from the time we start our day to the time we end our day is centered around finances. It's our heart.
Now, how did you know, or when did you know maybe that this is something that you really felt passionate about, that you wanted to take that step and say, I'm going to create a business and a structure around this topic?
Wow, that's a great question. So, you know, having come from, I come from a family where technical things are they're encouraged. So I naturally my upbringing was, it was a natural progression for me, and I can explain that in more detail.
All right.
Nice.
Well, what we're going to do is we actually have a phone call, and we have Craig on the line right now, and we are going to come back to Lily Ramadi, and she is Empowered Bookkeeping. But I want to, because I know you're going to give us some really great tips to get started, to be motivated. You know, I always feel like the beginning of school year is like the beginning of our year. You know, it's kind of like, the kids are back, our schedules are back. You know, it's like, I woke up this morning with, like you just said, so much energy. So I want to like throw that out to everybody and, you know, empower everybody to take notes of what Lily's going to be talking about here on our show, which we call the Kim Pagano Show. And I'm so excited. Plus, I want to give out our phone number here at 805-639-0008. So we're going to be talking about that. We've got Craig on the line, who's got this incredible thing happening this Sunday in Simi Valley. I'm like all about about Simi Valley right now. It's so funny how you kind of like your energy goes, because I'm going to be out at the fair in Simi Valley Days. I'm going to be emceeing that. And then he's got this great thing, which we're going to talk about. Plus, I've got Nicole Young talking about blender baby food, which actually Prudence says, you know, it doesn't have to be just baby food. You can actually, you know, kind of keep using that. So, absolutely. Craig, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Kim.
Hey, how are you?
Great. How are you doing today?
Very, very good. Lots of energy here. So, you know what? I'm so excited to hear about this thing that you've put together. And can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yes. This Sunday, we're doing a launch party for a youth festival. And it's being created by the youth, and it's pretty much for the youth. And what they're doing is under a mentorship of from people in the professional community, they're developing this music arts festival, crafts, actually having dance and all kinds of interactive activities. Like I said, this one's kind of a launch party for a future event where, you know, it's at the Hummingbird Ranch, and these kids are, you know, they're hiring the bands and they're doing all the artwork and they're doing, you know, organizing and promoting. And then we have some mentors who we bring in from the community. So it's kind of a community supported you know, festival specifically to support the youth and give them a chance to, you know, grow and learn and exercise their inner resources, you know, kind of under the guidance of professionals in respective industries.
I love it.
You know, it's, this is Prudence here, and I actually, growing up, I did a lot of the similar sort of a thing, where as a youth, we put on big youth conferences, and then in high school, I was actually in charge of our, like, social committee, so all the dances and all of that, and I have to tell you, I completely agree with you. It teaches such valuable skills, plus that ability to get out there, to share with the community, to talk to people, and bring them into the fold, and get their support, and I just think it's such a valuable tool. I'm so excited to hear that you guys are doing this.
And you know what about what a most beautiful place to have it, the Hummingbird. If anybody hasn't been there, I was there actually for a birthday party, but also you do several things there, right?
Right, we do filming, we have monthly concerts and series, we do, you know, weddings, corporate events, and wow. You know, this is just our latest project, which we're actually the most excited about, because it's just, you know, working with young people and, you know, this period of time when they're, you know, they're just kind of looking for what they're going to do in their life. And so we're just trying to create this really positive environment where they can, you know, and be involved in a creative and fun way, performing and volunteering and expressing and developing, you know, hopefully new skills and getting some good knowledge out of it. Of course.
Craig, is this your first one?
Yes.
Oh, how exciting. What a perfect time to be launching something like this. So who is going to be playing there?
The groups, there's two different stages. Then there's a group called Comtrues, Random Citizens, The Kid, Corova, Kid Chameleon, Feeding People, The Bricks, Jetstream, Shady Characters from Simi Valley.
Wow, a lot.
Mojo's,
I know all of them. Not. No, but that's, you know.
We have 10 bands, and we also have a lot of local kids are going to be painting live, doing live painting, and then we have mentor artists coming in who are going to be doing murals with the kids, and then I hope you'll be there listening and talking about us.
I can't wait. I know, and you know what? I know my kids will be really excited about this, because you only let 20 and under in there, correct?
Right.
Oh, really? What a cool place for kids to be hanging out.
Wow.
So what time is it? It's this Sunday, August 28th, right?
Right, from 3 till 9.
3 till 9. That is awesome. And now, how much are tickets?
The tickets are $5. The kids are selling tickets right now around the city for $5. And at the door, they're going to be $10. But I honestly, I'd like to let everybody in for $5.
Oh, my God. Okay, so Craig, do we have any to give away on our show?
Absolutely.
Okay,
absolutely.
So you know what I'm going to do is I'm going to put you back to Boomer. You tell him what we can give away, and we're going to throw it out there, because I know that everybody out there, let me tell you, if you want a really great, positive place for your children to be, this Sunday, August 28th, from 3 o'clock till 9 at night, only 20 and under, and you have security, you've got, you know, a lot of mentors there. It's just going to be a really positive day, right?
It really is. It's we're really excited.
All right.
It's going to be like a real festival environment where, you know, the kids, we're going to have all kinds of creative activities that kids can be involved in and perform in. And so it's going to be a lot of fun.
What a great idea.
I love it. Yeah. love it. And it's called Future Us, correct?
Right.
I love it. What a great name. So, yeah, all right, Craig. So stay on, and what we'll do is talk to Boomer, tell me how many tickets I can give away. I will personally be there. I'm going to bring my kids, and definitely I think it's great. We'll be talking about it tomorrow, too.
All right. Thank you so much, Kim.
You got it. You have a great day, and thank you so much for putting this together.
All righty.
All right.
Take care.
Have a great day. All right. With that, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim. I'm here with Prudence. We got Lily on the line here. She's in the studio live. We're going to be talking about empowered bookkeeping and just really getting organized, getting our business on the ground, you know, from small to large, right?
And individuals.
And individuals. So yes. We're going to take a really quick break from our sponsors, and we'll be right back. When we come back, we're going to be talking to Nicole Young, and we're going to be talking about her book, Blender Baby Food. So stay with us, and also our phone lines are open. Give us a call if you want to be involved. You have a topic that you maybe just have a question about at 805-639-0008. And stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show.
Join us at the Lewis Music Academy this summer and let our family teach your family to love music. We offer private and group instruction for piano, guitar, bass, drums, voice, violin, viola, and cello. We also have a perfect cure for the summertime blues with our rock and roll summer camps. And for your adorable MIDI music lovers, we have an exciting Music for Tots program for children ages 3 to 5. Visit our website at lewismusicacademy.com and let our family teach your family to love music.
Did you hear John down the street passed away? He was so young.
Oh, man, wasn't he a single father?
Yes. I have no idea what they're going to do. What would we do if that happened?
Ooh, who would take care of our kids?
Oh, we really need to get a plan in place, but where do we even start?
I am attorney David R. Schneider, and this kind of problem plays out every day for families of Ventura County who do not plan accordingly. Making a plan to help your family in the event of a tragedy is very important. Let me help you by answering all your questions and show you ideas on how to plan, not for future events, but to protect your family from waste and bad investments through the use of a comprehensive estate plan using a revocable living trust. Call me at the law offices of David R. Schneider, 374-8777. Listeners of The Kim Pagano Show receive a free one-hour, no-obligation consultation, a $275 value. Give us a call at 374-8777 and say you heard about us from The Kim Pagano Show. Let us help. Call 374-8777. That's 374-8777.
This is The Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Are you a fan of Kim on Facebook yet? If not, it's extremely easy. Simply go to facebook.com/The Kim Pagano Show and press the like button. You can find all about what's coming up on upcoming shows, as well as be entered in special contests to win monthly prizes. It's all for free on Facebook at facebook.com/The Kim Pagano Show. And now, once again, here's Kim.
Welcome back, everyone, and I'm so glad that you stayed with us, and we had a bunch of calls, and I appreciate that. I want to give out our phone number here at 805-639-0008, and right now we have Nicole Young, and she is the author of Blender Baby Food. Nicole, are you there?
Hi, Kim.
How are you?
I'm well, thanks. How are you today?
Good. Great book here. I'm like going, gosh, if I had babies. My babies are all grown up, but I thought this is actually, you know, it's a really perfect segment for, you know, there's a lot of people that listen to my show that still have babies. And so tell us a little bit about how you got started.
I trained as a chef after university, and I live up in Toronto, Canada, and I used to teach baby food classes. So it was just, there was a cooking school, a local cooking school opened up, and baby food seemed to be the most popular class that they offered. And it kind of went from there. I started developing recipes for people who said, you know, what can I feed baby now? What can I feed baby now? And then it kind of evolved into a book. And that was in 2004. And now this book is in its second edition.
Wow. Oh, and wow. So is this the only thing that you've written is baby books? That's your specialty?
I actually specialize in, as far as a book goes, yes. I write recipes for magazines based on family recipes. My kids are also older now. They're 11 and 9, so I don't have to do a lot of this, but this was, these were the books that I wrote, yes.
I love it. And now, you know what's so great is it's really healthy food. And sometimes when you buy baby food, you don't know what's really in there. But this way, you are actually making it yourself. Because I have a garden now. And so, you know, the squash and peppers and risotto or, you know, some of the recipes in here, I actually think I would eat them.
That's great. And that's what a lot of people say. And that's kind of my hope. I mean, it's a baby food book, but it's definitely geared towards the whole family, and the recipes that, I mean, you can blend so that they're baby foods, but you don't have to. They're ideas that for your family.
That's what I was thinking is, oh, wait, you just make this for the whole family and then take the little portion and throw it in the blender for the baby, and there you have it.
That's right. As long as you don't add any salt or sugar, you're good to go.
Right.
You know, she's so smart because really, so it's not like you have to make this separate, right?
Exactly.
Right.
So really, who has time?
Right, right.
But we all have, I mean, we have so much great produce available, and as you were saying, you know, you have access to so many things, and really my idea was just that, you know, the faster you get them to table foods, the easier your life is. So, you know, you use fresh produce that you want to eat, and then that way they never know processed foods, and it makes life easier.
Now, I have a friend of mine who, talking about blender foods, she loves her blender. She has one of those, the really high-tech, fancy Veggie Max blender things, and she uses it often. Her girls are older now. I want to say they're 4 and 6, so she doesn't have to puree it for, like, the babies, but she uses it because they don't always like their vegetables.
Sure.
She'll throw the vegetables in, like, their tomato sauce and blend it all up and blend it in there, and they don't know that there's this healthy stuff within their sauce. And the kids love it, and she makes smoothies.
Yeah, there's actually recipes for in the 12-month and above category. At the end, there's a recipe for a veggie cream sauce and a veggie red sauce, which is a tomato base, and that's exactly what it is. You're pureeing everything so that they, you know, you're kind of tricking them into eating their produce.
Yeah, I think she even makes mashed potatoes, but they're cauliflower, and it tastes like mashed potatoes.
Right.
Right, so that's something that we could definitely eat. Wow.
Yeah,
I love
it's very tasty.
So where would everybody find your book?
You can get them online at Amazon, and then most bookstores carry it now.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So what would be the rarest recipe in here that people would never even imagine that they would be making for their child?
I think that I put a fair amount of recipes with different ethnicities. So there's a dal that's in here. Ooh. That's with a lentil dal.
Ooh.
That seems to be a really popular recipe that people wouldn't necessarily think of.
So wait, what's a dal?
A dal, so it's made with lentils, and it's kind of like a stew made with vegetables and lentils.
Ooh, I love lentils
it's
to
Indian
begin with.
Made.
So it's like so hearty, you know, it's like a savory kind of a thing. Okay, so Prudence just put, turned to a page, avocado and banana yogurt. Never
right.
thought of putting those together.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's kind of shocking. It's one of those things where people are like, are you serious? But I am serious. You want to have, like, well, avocado, you know, it's so great, and it's great on its own, but mixed in with the yogurt gives it extra protein and lots of great fats for babies, so... you know, people are constantly asking me about, you know, using lower fat things, but before they're 5 years of age, you really don't want to introduce them to that. You want them to have the full fats for brain development.
I avocados, surprisingly, babies often love, and I have two nieces. Well, they're twins, and they were born like 4 pounds, so tiny, and they had to get some fats on them, and avocado was one of the things that we were advised to feed them because A, the kids love it, and B, it's a healthy fat. So now they're two and they're still, you know, they got up their weight they needed, but avocados are fantastic for kids.
Yeah, and they're great. It is surprising. And the banana just gives it a little bit of sweetness and it goes over really well.
All right.
I've also introduced a lot of whole grains into the book that in this new edition, some quinoa and millet and a lot of brown rice and things like that that people, again, might not necessarily think of offering their baby, but they're great whole grains with lots of fiber to get them going.
All right. Well, perfect. Well, I thank you so much. You know, people were getting ready to go back to school, and, you know, a lot of people, we were talking yesterday about all of the staples that we need in our pantries that we can pull things out, and this is just another addition to what we can do with being healthy and homemade meals.
And what I like is that it doesn't have all the preservatives that are in the jars and containers and that kind of thing.
Yeah. So thank you for writing this. And so this is Nicole Young. Her book is Blender Baby Food. And actually, this is your second edition, right?
Right.
All right.
Yeah, the first edition sold over 100,000 copies in North America.
Good for congratulations. You. Are you planning on writing another one?
I don't know. Somebody was just recently asking me if I would do a toddler book for fussy eaters. So that might be my next adventure.
Nice.
Ooh, there you go. Yeah. Although if they tried this book, they might not be fussy.
That's what I'm right? hoping. That's what I'm hoping.
Yeah. So this book is 6 months and older, and then it goes all the way to 12 months and older, correct?
Yeah.
All right. I love it. All right. Well, thank you so much for being a part of my show. And, you know, you got all her information. Become a fan of the Kim Pagano Show, and we can share you.
Okay, great. Thanks
all right. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Have a really great day. All right. With that, we are going to take a really quick break, but I do have tickets for our children this week at the Future Us, and that is this Sunday. And we were just mentioning it, and I will give away, I'll give you away a set right now. So all you have to do is give us a call here at 805-639, be caller number 3. And then we will give away some more probably. So stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and our phone number here is 805-639-0008.
Do you ever feel like school gets in the way of your time with your children?
Wait, what do you mean? Doesn't everyone have their children in school all day, then fight with them to get homework finished in addition to everything else that needs to be done?
You must not have heard about Somas Academy Charter School right here in Camarillo.
What is Somas Academy?
Somas Academy has changed our lives. I'm so sorry I haven't shared this with you sooner. Somas Academy is a public school which is aligned with state standards and allows me to school my child on our time, giving us much more time for our family.
I'm not a teacher. How do you do this?
Trust me, I didn't think I could do it either. At Somas Academy, I partner with a great supervising teacher who guides us through the educational process. It's been so successful for us. Not only that, Somas Academy offers individualized learning for kindergarten through 12th grade, friendly teachers, park days and field trips, on-campus enrichment days, and specialized teachers for classes and labs for high school.
Wow, that sounds like a great fit for our family.
Call Somas Academy today for more information at 987-1188, extension 100, or visit their website at somas-academy.org.
Hi, George Thompson here, and you have a friend in the diamond business. Here at my jewelry factory and diamond outlet in Camarillo at the 101 and Las Posas off-ramp in the Target Center, we can save you up to 75% off regular retail jewelry prices. How can I do this? I personally go to the World Diamond Cutting Centers in Israel, Bangkok, and Antwerp to get the best buys on loose diamonds. I have built a jewelry manufacturing factory in Bangkok, Thailand. I've hired world-class goldsmiths and jewelers to cast our gold, set our diamonds, and create the finest quality jewelry. I eliminate the middlemen. People think they can get better jewelry prices by going to one of the clubs or the malls or on the internet. But none of them make their own jewelry. They have manufacturers like me who supply them with their jewelry. That's why a half-carat diamond anniversary ring that's $1,590 at Macy's is only $395 here at George Thompson's in Camarillo, right off the 101 in Las Posas in the Target Center next to Staples.
Why go to LA's Wholesale Jewelry Mart when you can get your diamonds factory direct at your friend in the diamond business? George Thompson in the Target Center in Camarillo.
You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Remember to visit the show's official website at www.thekimpaganoshow.com. You can podcast prior programs as well as check out articles and other tidbits from previous interviewees. It's all at the official website of The Kim Pagano Show, www.thekimpaganoshow.com. And now, once again, here's Kim.
Welcome back, everyone. And oh my God, our phones were ringing off the hook. And poor Boomer, I made him on his last day. He's like, geez, easy. So anyways, I recommend everybody, we actually have another set of tickets that we'll give away. And we'll do that at 805-639-0008. So if you were on hold and you didn't get called or didn't get answered, that was the reason. So give us a call right now. You're able to still win them, and we'll take caller number 3. All right, so Lily.
Yes.
Back to you. We are talking to Lily Ramadi.
Yep.
And I loved how you said what the H in there is just a suggestion.
It's a suggestion, yes.
I like that.
Very cute. Yes.
And Lily is, her business is Empowered Bookkeeping. You know, it's funny. What a great name, Empowered Bookkeeping, really you have to feel empowered to be able to start doing your bookkeeping. Where do you start? Let's just start there, you know?
With anything, I mean, you know, you have to get your papers,
system
your
down, right?
Organized,
right.
You know, and the system really is different for every individual. Some people like to organize things electronically, so they put everything in an Excel spreadsheet. Others are more comfortable with their paper documents. So you just have to put like things with like things. So your bank statements, for example, you know, get all of that data and aggregate it in one pile or one tab of a spreadsheet. Then with your credit card information, and several people have several credit cards. So you want to, especially right now, you know, it being the end of August, so we're effectively at the end of Q3. And so we have going into the fourth.
So that would be quarter, third,
yes,
right?
Third quarter,
right? I'm like, yeah. Q3, I'm like, wait a minute.
Geek in me. But
no, that's
yes,
okay.
We're you know, coming into the end of the third quarter of the calendar year. And so with the remaining quarter, it's typically the holiday season is approaching, and it's the time of year that you really want to put your stuff together so that you have a sense of what is going on.
Now, how do you start with someone who, because all of this could be very intimidating. I mean,
intimidating? Are you kidding? Yes. It's like, but this is like what you do, right? So mm-hmm. we wouldn't have to do it. You would actually get us organized, right?
Sure. But you know, it's there is no cookie cutter model. I mean, you know, some people want the help, clearly. I mean, many clients actually have a sense of, to be honest with you, it's a very fear-driven thing. And it's true. They say that people are motivated either by fear or by love.
Right.
And when it comes to finances, I find that clients are very fearful of the overall state of their financial affairs.
So then what's one thing you could tell people to help them start to break through that, to say, okay, this is doable. We can make it an easy process. What do you do to help people become a little less intimidated?
Sure. So I tell my clients that you have to break things down into bite-sized pieces. With anything in life, you know, the evolution of things takes time. There's time scale for different processes in our lives, and finances are no different. So if you're finding yourself in a state where you are feeling overwhelmed with your finances, you have to realize that it took a long time for you to get to that state, and then you have to break it down into baby steps. And so, you know, I tell my clients this, and some people laugh at me, but the egg timer in your kitchen is actually one of the best tools available to you.
Really?
Oh,
yes.
Good idea.
Basically, the concept here is, you know, you pick a increment of time that you are comfortable with. So if it's 30 minutes, if it's 15 minutes, some people, you know, 5 minutes is enough for them. Whatever that time increment is, you commit to it, and you set your egg timer for that increment of time. and go in your, you know, if it's your home office, if it's the corner of your room where all of your papers are stacked, wherever it might be.
You know, when, oh, you gave me that look. Do you have a corner in your house? Do you have a corner in your house that all your papers are stacked?
Yes.
I thought so. You were so guilty of that one. Wow, wow.
So, oh, she's turning red.
Yeah, I could. Wow, we got that one. All right. Well,
wait,
you know,
go okay, back, go
so
back.
We know what to do with you.
All right. I just want to remind everybody, if you're just tuning in right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We're talking to Lily Ramadi, and her business is Empowered Bookkeeping. That's why we were laughing, because we all have that pile, you know. Some people have it on their table. Some people have it, you know, kind of shoved away in a, you know, in a room. You know, it's like the thing you just don't want to handle.
Yeah. And I mean,
that's why I really thought you would be so perfect for this show, because I just think so many people need your help, whether they're just an individual or they have a business.
Well, and the reality is once you kind of tackle the work, and it's not even really a tackle, but once you go through it, you feel so much better.
Yeah, it literally is a cleansing process.
You know what's funny is I think I tackled it this morning, because I don't know why, not like you were going to come over to my house, but I was like, okay, I really got to get through this, you know? So thank you for empowering me.
You felt pressure. You felt pressure because you had performance anxiety.
That's right. Okay. Yeah.
That makes me feel good.
It's sort of like when people clean their house before the housekeeper comes.
Exactly. No, but, you know, in all seriousness. So with the egg timer, you know, just pick a time that works for you in increment and set it. Go in that space or whatever, that corner. And for that period of time until you hear the ding, try to, you know, organize things. Put like things with like things. Bank statements with bank statements. You know, try to organize them chronologically. Your credit card statements, your investment paperwork, receipts, and things like that.
All right. So, okay, so now you have it all separated.
Yes.
Then what do you do?
All right. So
then you call Lily.
Then call Lily, exactly. Yeah.
Yes. I mean,
but now, is that something that they have to do? Do they have to have it all organized, or do they just, because you know what's funny? You're going to laugh, okay, you guys? Okay, here, I'll get you back for laughing, okay? But my oldest daughter is so darn organized. It's crazy. And that's how I used to be. And now I kind of just, because there's no more time, you know? It's like you can only do so much.
Sure.
That's why I woke up at 5 o'clock this morning. But I went and bought cute little pink baskets, okay? Mm-hmm. And so this is like a must. I have to get this done because I do not like to pay late payments or any of that stuff. Then my next basket is stuff, people that I need to get in touch with within the next couple weeks, right? And then this is just like, you know, a wish list. When I get to that, you know, is that a good move, or what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, it's, again, everybody has a system that works for them.
Right.
So what you're describing makes perfect sense. But in terms of clients and their specific situation and no, you don't need to go through that process, because the reality is a lot of the women that I work with and men, quite frankly, my clients, they generally have a sense of either I'm afraid, you know, this stuff freaks me out and I need help, or it's just too much of a hassle and I just can't deal with it. Or some combination of the two, or maybe something else that is prompting them to come in. So you don't need to go through that process of organization before you come in to see me. It's certainly something that I'm more than happy to do. And that's part of, you know, my focus is not just on doing the work of the, you know, the organization is a baby step. It's like a step one type thing of a multi-step process.
Right.
But I like, you know, it's important for me to be a teacher and you know, to instruct the client, because it's not just a function of, you know, here's this ugly scary thing, you know, you deal with it. It's help me understand it, help me, empower me to embrace this and then do something with it.
And you're so passionate. You know, it's funny, when I met with you at your office, one, your office is freaking so clean. It's like that. I'm like, where's all your papers, you know? So that's your gift right there. You are definitely organized. Plus, you have the most incredible, this lady's like an artist. So you could just tell she's got her gifts flowing out of her. You know, I want to give everybody your number, and you're in Westlake, right?
Yes, Westlake Village, 3717 East Thousand Oaks Boulevard, by appointment, Suite 288. My phone number is 818-279-2200.
Okay. And we're talking to Lily Ramadi, And her business is Empowered Bookkeeping. So if you feel like you have any stress and you just want to, like, you know, it's kind of, I always think of this as the new year. Our kids are going back to school and it's like, okay, let's get one more challenge out of the way. I would definitely say call up Lily. She'll take care. She'll take that one thing off of your list.
So a little bit. So you do the bookkeeping part of it. But sure. What else do you do? Because you also have a huge educational piece as well, correct?
Yes, and I do. It's financial literacy coaching, which is done one-on-one with clients. And essentially what that means is a client comes in wanting to, you know, sometimes it's as basic as just, I don't have a sense of my finances. I would like to understand them better. And so we have a multi-step process again where we actually educate them on how to go about learning about their finances. And we focus on saving, credit, and credit management and debt management. And saving really is key because that's the core of, you know, any sound. I mean, when you go to invest, what are you going to invest with? You have to invest with the money that you save, right?
Wow, I don't think, I've never heard of anybody else doing that. And so you're really kind of helping people to become stronger in their independence as women. So that's definitely one of the ways that you empower them. But you're guiding them as kind of a, almost like a friend and a mentor through your finances.
Absolutely.
And it's so personal that you would want somebody that you feel, you know, trusting.
Yeah. Absolutely. And I appreciate you bringing that up because the reason why I focus on women, or the motivation behind the focus on women, is, you know, everyone hears about, I think everyone at some point in their life has heard at least one time the statistic of how much consumer spending power women control, right? You know, and it's somewhere in the, you know, the estimates vary from, you know, triple digit billions to in the low trillions, but whatever it is, it's a staggering number. But nobody, you know, if for and myself, where I am a geek and I like to watch CNBC and I like to watch the financial news, if you pay attention to the advertising, you know, it's all geared towards men, right? None of the advertising is geared towards the woman. It's all very male-centric, male-dominated. And quite frankly, it's not a criticism per se. It's just the way things are. But my goal in, you know, the desire behind starting this business is to be a force of positive change and turn that equilibrium around and make it more of a level playing field for women by encouraging women to tackle something that has traditionally been a
man's job.
Right.
Let's just say
a man's
it,
job,
you know, a
or
man's
just,
world.
It's been intimidating for women because of the very male-dominated nature of just the financial services industry.
Wow.
Yeah, I never really thought about it, but yeah, I guess when I do think about the commercials you see and that sort of thing, the emphasis is very different when it comes to finances and investments and, you know, seeing your broker. And although they have some of those investment commercials that are the babies that are talking about trying to make it as easy as the babies can do.
Sure.
It, but it's still it's the male baby that's doing the investment. I didn't even think of that till just now.
It is. It's the male that's always.
Yeah, it's the little boy.
Oh, the little E-Trade baby. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah. It's the little boy that's making the investment.
Yeah.
I hadn't even thought of that.
And you know, it's very, see these, I mean, well, it's a very interesting conversation philosophically for me, but the reality is that there is a time scale, you know, in life, right? If you look at just the United States from the time that it was colonized to the time that the revolution occurred to the time that women got the right to vote. I mean, if you think about it, so in 1848 was the first women's rights convention in this country. It took until 1920, so like some 80 years later for women to get the right to vote in this country.
Right.
The most, you know, advanced nation on the earth that everyone aspires to be like. It took 80 years for women to get...
I don't know about anymore, but how sad is that, right?
You know, things, yeah, dynamics in the world are changing, but that's still, the United States is the standard bearer. And so since 1920, I mean, yes, there's been tremendous progress that's been made by women in various arenas that have to do with the career and finances, but there's still a long way to go.
I love it. I love what you're doing. I love what you're talking about. We're talking to Lily, and her business is Empowered Bookkeeping. You know, I'm sure all of you out there thought, God, how could you talk? You know, I mean, there's so much to do with bookkeeping, but that's just not all you do. You actually empower women to be their own force in the economy,
yes.
Correct?
Yes, absolutely.
So that's kind of what your vision is.
Absolutely, and it's women. I mean, I'm very interested in the future generation of women, the young women. So
I want to talk about what you've done with some of the high school kids, because that's really, I mean, that's another great thing that you've conquered.
Thank you. It's something that I really am passionate about. So I have the scholarship program, and I have I happen to live in Oak Park. So it was just a natural progression for me to reach out to Oak Park High School. And my desire was just along the lines of this conversation of, you know, we live in a society where there's obviously a disconnect between the messaging that is out there about money and finances and the conversation and how it involves women. And the other part of it is I look at the current, like the youth, right? So from high school to college age and beyond. And the role models that are out there, you know, I mean, there is a lack of strong, technically brilliant, successful women that are being highlighted by the media. And the people that the young women are being exposed to, quite frankly, don't deserve the attention that they're getting.
So what is it you're able to do in the high school?
The high school is, so it's a scholarship program, and it's meant to encourage a graduating female senior who's going on to college to study a discipline that's related to business or accounting or finance or whatever, to award her a financial scholarship.
Not
and
cool.
Throughout the course of her academic career, there's also a mentoring aspect. So
oh, nice.
It's to stay with them so that between the parents and the school and the private business, my own business, there's a trifecta, a pillar of support, really, in the community and for the parents to kind of, you know, be there for their student and offer up advice or support that they may need.
That's
I
great.
Love it. You know, we're talking to Lily Ramadi, and her business is Empowered Bookkeeping. You're in Westlake, right?
Yes.
And I want to give out your phone number so that people can get in touch with you to get organized, to get, you know, a grip on their financial. What is it again?
818-279-2200.
Okay. And also, I'm sorry, let me just say,
sure.
And also I have another set of tickets for this Sunday, and that is at the Hummingbird Nest Ranch. It's a beautiful place out in Simi Valley. And I am going to give another set of tickets out for, it's just for kids, you guys. So it's for the Future Us, an incredible mentor program. And I will take caller number 3 at 805-639-0008. This is another mentoring program. And I know, Lily, you wanted to give away something, right?
Yes, a 1-hour consultation in my office. It can be, you know, in person, but I also have clients nationwide, and I know your show has a national audience as well.
So they can call in.
And quite frankly, I have
great.
Clients
all
on
over
East
the
Coast that I do this coaching with over the phone and with the internet. So, yeah.
Okay.
A one-on-one consultation to just kind of see where they're at and help them map out a kind of a
direction. Okay, I love that. I love that. So give us a call here at 805-639-0008. You can have a 1-hour consultation with Lily. Get yourself on the right place. You know, going down, we've been talking about that. Are you on the right road? Here's a direction. I'm giving you a direction right now to take care of, you know, at least one of your needs. And we also have another set of tickets to this weekend, Sunday, for our kids, Futurists. So while your kids are being taken care of, you can be, you know, so we got kind of double deal here. So,
yeah. You know, I find the irony with money, you touched upon this a little bit, but people want more money and people are afraid to manage and look at their finances. So it's this tug of war of, I want this, but I'm afraid to kind of look at it. And what comes out is that fear of, well, the more money I have, the more difficult it is.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's such a delicate balance of helping people to see, okay, the more you know what's going on with your finances and really look at it, the clearer you can be about bringing in the money to take care of that and to thrive and to grow in what you're doing now and in your retirement.
Absolutely. And what a great point, because if you're just either, if you're starting off in your business or you're established in your business and you don't know where your finances are, really, it's got to be hand in hand. And, you know, you were talking about where you kind of, you know, check in with people and you, you know, kind of have a little budget for them. A lot of people don't even have a budget. They're just off spending. They don't know what, you know.
Or they have it in their head.
Yeah.
You know, I know in my head, but when you really put numbers down, it's really amazing to see the difference.
Yeah, and wow, you guys are talking about things that I could go on for days just talking
about.
Well,
we're going to bring you back on because really, I really want you to empower women and men that they can take their financials into their own hands and have you be a partner with them.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know, because not only are you just going to take over for them, but you're going to guide them. And that's, I think that's really important.
It is. And it's really core to my personal and professional belief. I mean, it's at the end of the day, you know, each individual, your money is your heart, right? That's what you're doing, what you do. You go to work, you know, it's your money is how you maintain your lifestyle. And money is essential to the goals that you have for your future, whether it's, you know, a purchase, a retirement, you know, whatever, college, savings. I mean, all of those things. At the heart of it is your finances. So it's really the most important thing that you have. And it's important for me to be, it's highly rewarding for me to see somebody who comes in at the outset who has this sense of trepidation and fear, mm-hmm. and then, you know, become somebody who is like, wow, I get it.
Lily, let's talk about somebody, maybe this will resonate with somebody. What is, how have you helped somebody? What is like the most amazing thing that you've helped somebody that they really didn't realize maybe they were going down the wrong road?
Sure. I mean, wow. I mean, there's a, let me try to pick a cogent example. But for example, I have a client who is this awesome entrepreneur. She was divorced, or she was married at one point, you know, and at a relatively young age, and then she got divorced. And she, the funny thing about her is that she comes from a family that is very technically oriented. So technical in the sense that she was encouraged by her family, where, you know, math and science and these things are not things that create fear. Somehow in the course of her divorce, or in her marriage, and subsequently that led to the divorce, she lost the sense of herself. And then she found herself feeling like completely out there and alone, not knowing what is going on in her life and with her finances. And so we started working together, getting a sense of what she has, you know, creating budgets, helping her see where her expenditures are going. And then from that, it became, okay, now I have a sense of my finances. I mean, this isn't really an example of the wrong road per se, but it is, because then she later started her own business, and we...
So you structured her.
I did. I structured her, and now we have an ongoing relationship where I'm really her go-to person, kind of a financial coach, and also I'm the person that raises the red flag. So in the wrong road comes into play where, for example, real estate is really depressed right now, and there are a lot of lucrative and attractive offers for her to expand her business in terms of expanding the space. But, you know, we have our regular coaching calls. And one of the things that we stress is, you know, do you have the money to comfortably afford this added expenditure for the life of this new lease that you're going to be locking yourself into? And the answer is no. So, you know, yeah, that rent might be really dirt cheap and really attractive, but you can't afford that right now, so you need to say no.
I think what's important, and I see this in the coaching I do, and I'm hearing it very clearly with what you do, is the idea that sometimes it's nice to have a sounding board.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can't all be experts at everything.
Sure.
We can be pretty good at stuff,
sure,
but we can't be experts at everything. And there are people who really specialize in the areas that maybe challenge us.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have the ability to sit in front of someone else and kind of like just get thoughts out of your mind and just say, hey, this is going on, this going on, this going on, this going on. Sometimes A, just hearing it out loud is all you needed. But B, also having an impartial, you know, third party to kind of bounce that off of, it's actually very liberating. It's exercising your independence,
mm-hmm.
And a lot of growth can come from that and absolutely. Help us to see things maybe in ways we didn't see. We get that other perspective.
I love it. So people come in and they probably have a list of questions, right? And that's kind of how they, you know,
of course.
They kind of save them all up for you and go, okay, Lily can give me the magic answer to this.
Yes. And you know, to Prudence's point, I mean, yes, a lot of it is being a sounding board and keeping the client accountable.
I love it. I want to ask you one last question. What is your favorite part about what you do?
My favorite part about what I do is really being part of a transformative journey, seeing the client who had that sense of fear or trepidation or just confusion, anxiety, whatever, about his or her finances, and then helping them over the course of, you know, whatever. I mean, everybody's time scale is different, but through the work that we do together, helping them transform into somebody who feels confident to take the next step.
I love it. Lily, give out your phone number again. Your business is Empowered Bookkeeping. You're on my website. You can definitely, we had several callers. We got one winner that wants to, you know, we have several people. So I want you to give out your phone number so that people can get in touch with you.
Sure. It's 818-279-2200. And you can also visit my website at www.empoweredbookkeeping.com. And I'm also on Twitter. My handle is Fempower Finance.
Fempower.
Yes.
I like that.
And
right.
On Facebook and all of those things. You can link to all of those on
my
website. Yeah.
Very good. I thank you for being here.
Thank you for
having welcome
me.
You back. I can't wait to have you back because we're just going to go through lots of different little segments. So Prudence, thank you so much for being here. I appreciate it. Give out your number for life coaching.
My number is 818-257-8711.
All right. And Boomer, your last day today.
Yeah. I know. Boomer, it's a sad day, but I'm opening up into new doors and going into college.
Oh my God, absolutely. I wish you the best, and I know you're going to be popping back here.
Yeah, every once in a while I might have to make a little appearance here now and then.
You're going
to
have a great time.
Well, I want to remind everybody, first of all, thank you so much for tuning in today. What a great show. I really feel empowered, really. I mean, it's just people like you that make the world better, and that's what it's all about. Also, I want to remind you, if you missed any part of my show, remember, I'm on again from 3 to 4, and you can listen then. Also, please come out to the Simi Valley Mall. We're going to be in front of the Brighton out there. All of you guys know Brighton, okay, stores out there. We've got appetizers. We've got giveaways. You'll be able to meet all of us, be a part of my show, and I'd love to see you. That is 6 to 9 tonight. That is Thursday night. Of course, I end all of my shows with a mommy moment, and tonight, today's is, there's only one answer. Think before you speak.
Nice.
So with that, I want to say have a really great day. Go do something nice for yourself. And remember, you know, tune in tomorrow. I'll be here again. I'm Kim. You've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and I'll talk to you soon.
Wouldn't want to be anybody else. Hey. You made me insecure.